And welcome to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Woog, and my friend, bride-to-be, from 1 week today to this almost very second.
I know, it will be. We'll all be there with
yourself.
That first. Oh, I'm Mrs. Berry.
Mrs. Berry.
We will all have a champagne in hand by now.
Oh, how
exciting. A champagne. A
champagne.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows are looking on fleek, as they used to say in the 2000s.
Yes, I had them fixed today.
Yes.
Let me say fixed is the word.
And have you had your makeup trial was very successful.
The makeup trial was very successful.
Yeah.
And I have actually bought a new lipstick. You know, we were looking for a nude but with a little a pinkish hue of a nude.
I just love that you and Jack were so into the details, and I'm like watching friends in the other room just going, oh, for fuck's sake.
I know. I did also get another eyeshadow that I think he'll appreciate as well. So, yes, this is very exciting.
So exciting.
And I pick up my outfit from the alteration place on Wednesday.
Cutting it a bit fine there, my friend.
Ah, yes. Well, that's what happens when you actually get something made, but
then not, fluctuate.
But they're not that far out from the actual wedding. All the boys have not, if they don't have a completely new outfit, they have a new
look.
A new something.
Yeah.
So the two little boys have got completely new outfits. Jasper just seriously looks like he's stepped off the runway from Milan. Like, it's like, really probably should get him into some sort of modelling. He's like, weighs like about 2 kilos and has excellent bone structure. And then Grovey's got
so unfair, isn't it?
I know, right?
Oh, look at Jack's lips. They're like, they're puffy. Like Botox.
Yes.
Cupid's pink.
Kiss, like bee stung. You know the bee stung thing? Anyway.
I've got like thin little nasty bitch face lizard lips. Look, and I look like one of those lizards you see. I could never get filler because it would just be so obvious.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
And I don't want to because I think that looks
because
dirty.
We don't, like, because I don't live in, I don't know, the eastern suburbs or Mossman.
Oh, be careful. Don't stereotype.
I know. I don't see that many with full-on Botox, like with like full puffy face. But there was a woman in the party shop.
Are we judging women now?
Yes. No, we're not judging. It was her. Look, you know, all the power to her. But I was sort of looking at it just going, wow, that's a commitment. And how do you eat?
Yeah.
How do you eat?
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah, you know, I think that if that's what.
But if that's what floats your boat.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to stop you if that's what floats your boat.
Oh, well, Kim, are you going to stop? Are you going to pick it outside the front of the Dabble Bay Cosmeticians, are you?
I know. Cosmetician?
I don't know what they're called.
A cosmetologist? No, that's someone who looks at the stars.
I've never seen. No, that's an astrologist. No, that's someone who does. Anyway, yeah. I've never seen more. Like examples than in New York City. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
That was quite the eye opening for this little black duck from the western suburbs of Sydney.
And Felix is actually going to wear what he wanted to wear to the Wasbins wedding. So he's going to wear that. And
why wasn't he allowed to wear that?
I think they wanted a more traditional conservative.
Well, is he wearing a sari or something?
No, he wanted to wear a yellow, like a business shirt, like a collared shirt, but it was yellow and white stripe, I think. Like,
ooh.
It's quite bold.
Oh, gosh.
It actually looks fantastic.
I bet.
And, he had to wear a white shirt.
Oh, God. Conservative.
And he had to wear, like, proper. Shoes, as in like business shoes.
Oh, okay.
So he's wearing his white high tops.
Cool.
He looks awesome.
He's going to look cool.
And then Oscar, we were at the shops today because he was getting a haircut and I was getting my eyebrows shaped and tended to and pruned. And
did you also get some facial waxing done?
No.
Oh, you're looking very glowy.
I know. This is because I've been very dedicated to my skincare regime to. Because, you know,
you're going to go to seed come Monday.
Yeah, well, it had kind of gone to seed. Like, I'd sort of reached that point, you know, I was doing it every morning, but the nighttime little regime was not so great.
It's too cold.
And so, whereas now I'm back on it and I'm like, I really do need to keep doing that because it's actually quite effective.
It works. Look at mine, estrogen. Mine is fully fake.
And then Oscar sprung on me that he needed new shoes. And I thought, you know, he's wearing...
shit, Harry needs new shoes.
He's wearing his outfit that he wore to the Wasmans because he loves it and it looks great. And so, yeah, we got him a new pair of, like, fancy sneakers, like mm-hmm. Lacoste sort of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to take the boys on Thursday because they both want new outfits for your wedding.
You're welcome.
I know. Speaking of weddings, we're having a bit of a wedding special today.
It's a bit of a wedding special.
We've got lots of funny comments because I, you know, trying to be inclusive of everyone in the group because I know some people aren't married, some people are widowed, some people are divorced, some people are married, some people are married to the wrong people. and we just had a laugh at some of the discussions there. So we'll get to that in a moment. But I just want to talk to you about my wedding.
Yes.
Which was in 2002.
Wow.
Oh, no. That's a long time now.
Yeah.
hang
on. So you're 20 years married next year?
Next year. Wow. Oh, we always forget.
Yeah.
We always forget. It would be like April. I'll go, oh. Happy wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Well, you need to have a party. Let's have a party for the 20th wedding anniversary.
Oh, I couldn't think. It's like me going to a gender reveal party.
Do you know what's the new gender reveal? You know what is the wedding equivalent? Of the gender reveal.
What?
Is this new thing where the bride walks up behind the groom and he hasn't seen her and then she...
Oh, like on Maths.
She either in like some sort of sultry voice sort of goes, turn around.
Oh, no.
Or she taps him on the shoulder or...
But and I then walked he down turns the aisle, around. But he was already turned around.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, he turns around. And meanwhile, like you can hear the paparazzi... Like this poor guy, what if he sort of just, like he's got to then put his on this whole thing of
what
like,
if he doesn't like the outfit?
I know, right? What if he's just
sort
of like.
Or if he's got a massive boner?
What if he's like, oh, so you chose that one? Like, you know, like.
Really? I thought we talked about that
last. Why do we need to do that? You're spending a whole, you're like, just stop it already. People.
We got our cranky pants on early. Well, I did not care about my dress. I couldn't care less. Unfortunately, my bridesmaids, and you know who they are.
Yeah.
Are very much detail-driven.
Very detail-driven.
And I am very not detail-driven. And so we go this and they'd rip and they were so excited for me. They're beautiful, beautiful friends. So we ended up, you might remember if you're of our era, there was a place on Oxford Street in Paddington called Cash Palace.
Yes.
And it was run by this woman who was... wonderful. And she had a lot of seamstresses upstairs, which
all right.
Yeah, like, and she was just awful. And then so my girls would go, oh, what about this and what about this and what about this? And it was supposed to be sort of fun. I was like, oh, I fucking just don't even care anymore. Like,
yeah,
you know, just pick something. I don't care. Anyway, so we went in about three times. I wasn't being a bridezilla, but obviously she thought I was being, because then she rings up and sacks me.
What?
Sacks me. Says she's refusing to make my dress and my bridesmaids' dresses.
What?
3 weeks out.
Oh, my God. What? So what was that dress like? Was it
It was grey.
Oh, it was grey?
Yeah,
Dove grey?
Dove grey.
Dove grey. That was very 2002.
Yes. Anyway, so I said, well, fuck you. What was her name?
Anyway,
and then I found this lovely, lovely lady in Roseville who lived next door to the golf course, and she was so lovely and timid, but I swear in her garage she had like a bondage and discipline den. and together we came up with a lovely minted green, sheeny sort of gown.
Oh, hello. Was it shot taffeta?
Yes.
Did it have a poofy sleeve?
Slightly. It was so fucking ugly. Again, because I just didn't care.
And then what did the girls wear?
The girls goes, no, you need some organza detailing.
Organza detailing?
Oh, they all wore, you can see up there, they all wore a nice tasteful black dress.
Oh.
Anyway, wow. So the other thing I want to just quickly draw on my wedding is I decided to do my own invitations because, you know, Officeworks had just come out with a range of fancy papers and ribbons and clips and things
yes,
like that.
Yes, I did that
so
too.
So I took my work.
Oh, my God.
I took my work printer home. And I did it and I showed everyone. I was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, all right, let's go. Started running them all off. Got to the end and realised I forgot to put the date on it. So I found a really inappropriate place to put the date on it, which didn't make any sense whatsoever. Did it all again, threw them all back through, put the date on it. And then I'm looking at them and they're looking at me and they're looking at the paper and I'm going, what? What? They go, nothing. Nothing. I had spelt Windsor, W-I-N-D-S-O-R, Windsor.
Oh, my God.
But they didn't tell me. And because, you know, I went on to be having an illustrious career in publishing and editing.
Yes.
That's how much Windsor. I cared. Windsor.
Okay, that's – I love that so much. That's the best.
And we had so many people – I can't believe how many people we had at that wedding and people that I've never spoken to again.
Oh.
People like, you know, Mr. Woog's boss, big boss, who we hated. But we just thought you had to do
you
that.
You had to do that, yeah. Because that's what you do in those first weddings. You invite the people who you think you have to – My so when we got married, I was pregnant and I had Shirley making my dress. She lived in Crow's Nest and she was the best – she was the meanest sewer in terms of
– Precision.
Precision and she
what
actually –
What did you wear?
It was – I had a jacket with little buttons down the
was
front.
Was it a bolero jacket?
No, not a bolero jacket, like an actual jacket, like long, that was in a, almost like a – it had a – it was like a brocade but not shiny, like it was it had a texture, and then a plain white skirt that sort of had a bit of a train on the back.
So you looked a little bit like the white lady funeral people.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad – that's probably getting close. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you wear a jaunty hat?
And she said to – no, I did not have a jaunty hat. And
she had a women's touch.
There's a very funny story about a jaunty hat. And then there was – she had enough fabric left over that she made a little singlet top out of the coat, like the jacket material. She said, I think it might be hot. And I'm going, no, it's October. It'll be fine. It was unseasonally hot and was 27 degrees by 6 a.m. And I was – I must have been 16 weeks pregnant.
You're in love.
And, yeah, so I ended up having to wear the singlet top because I was just like, oh, I'm so hot.
Were you skinny?
Yeah, I'd lost a lot of weight.
Because of vomiting?
No, I just – it was early 20s and I went, I'm just – nah. So I'd lost 20 kilos and then I fell pregnant straight away.
I put on so much weight.
When?
Before my wedding.
Oh, right.
Happy eater.
Oh, you're happy eater.
I'm a happy eater.
Look, I'm just an eater. And I must say, actually, the last couple of weeks I've just been like, okay, you got to cut back on the carbs. So, of course, all I've been eating is carbs.
Well, I've just got you a nice piece of Dobrosh Torte over
I saw that Dobrosh Torte
covered in fairy floss. So that's going to be helpful.
Yes, very helpful. Yeah, and yeah, that was mine. It was so long ago.
And this time, the next time you're in the studio, we can talk about your outfit.
I know.
This time.
I know. Hey.
Yes.
I have a very funny story for you about the wedding preparations.
Yes, okay.
So I think we have discussed this with the group.
Mm-hmm. That's our Facebook group.
Yes, that Rob is actually wearing a gown.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd always said, like, you know, not that I'm ever getting
ready. So his first wedding, did he wear a gown?
No. And so because the his commitment to sort of clothing shouldn't be gender
of course
defined. You want. And I want to wear a skirt and it looks really good, gives me a really nice line. And, you know, so anyway, so he's like, yeah, I want to wear a dress and like a gown. And I'm like, absolutely go for it. So he's got the gown. It's gorgeous.
I've seen it.
And I showed Mum my outfit before it went to the alterations place last week. And she and I was ready for the, you know. Yeah. And she went, oh, it's just lovely. Aww. Oh, that's so lovely. And I was like, what?
What now?
Okay. And
who are you? What have you done with my mother?
Yeah. And then she said, oh, so what's Rob wearing? I went, a gown. And she got that look on her face that your parents get on their face when they're like, they completely disapprove and but they know that
there's not going to be any
they can't like
influence.
Say, yeah. And then as we're walking out of my room, she says, he's really very strange, isn't he? And I went,
5 years, Mum. You just worked this out.
And I went, yeah, it's actually why, well, one of the big reasons why I love him because, you know, he just doesn't believe in all these silly structures that we all make for each other and things.
And then judge each other by.
Yeah, if I can wear a suit, he can wear a dress. Like, what's the big deal? And anyway, so the next morning I'm running out the door and she sort of corners me at the front door. I thought I just turned that off. She goes, oh, give me.
I've been up all night.
And she said, you know Rob's a cross-dresser.
We did talk about this last week.
And I went, what? And I said, Mum, he wears a dress. And she just goes, oh, yes, you know. And then, this is a clincher, just so that you know what you're getting yourself into. What? And I got out to the car and Rob's like, and he goes, what did she say? Because he saw her come down. And I went, you are not going to, like, this is next level. So then, what are they doing? Are they humping each other? What are they doing?
Get out.
I swear to God, I think they were just humping under the blanket that's covering my old lady legs. And so, yeah, so this is, right, so
they
then.
Took your car for a sausage dog.
And then that night she came down about five times because clearly she wants to have more to this discussion.
She hadn't quite finished.
And I just made sure I was always with someone.
Yeah. Smart.
And then the next day she says to Rob, the dress, the next day, the dress arrives, the gown arrives, right? And then so she comes up all woke, you know, oh, can I see the gown? And then so he shows her and you can hear her going, oh, it's lovely. Oh, it really is a gown. And then, oh, I love the beading. And nah. And then he comes back up. So I'm up in our bedroom just going,
just like
make
laughing.
It stop. Just make it stop. And then he comes up. And then apparently down the back room, she then walks over to Jasper, who's on the lounge, and goes, he really is a cross-dresser. And I'm like,
she's like something out of like a 1950s.
No, she's not
English sitcom.
I mean, apart from everything, no, he's not. Like, but so then last night she comes down, and I'm pretty sure my bestie from school, Kiralee, listens. She comes down. She goes, "Is Kiel coming to the wedding?" And I said, "Of course, Kiel's coming to the wedding." She goes, "Does she know about Rob?" And I went, "Does she know what about Rob?" And she goes, that he's a cross-dresser. I'm like, how many more times can we say this in a week? And
isn't Felix, that's a very old-fashioned term.
Felix
though,
is in the kitchen and he goes, really offensive term.
Yeah.
And she goes, what? And I go, yeah, it's like calling someone who's gay, calling them a faggot, Mum.
Yeah.
It's really.
It's very old-fashioned.
It's really like. And she was really. She took that on board. She was like, oh, I didn't. All right, you know. I said, Mum, he's not a cross-dresser. He just doesn't think clothing should be gendered. I said, he's not, and that word carries so much, like he's a deviant or he's a.
Are you planning on having children with this man?
No. Sweet baby cheeses. Can you imagine if I had another kid?
You'd go legit crackers.
Oh my God. No, you know what? He would stay home. He would be the house husband. Rob would deal with it. I'd just be like,
but it's not off the cards, is it?
Yeah, it's totally off the cards.
Has someone been fixed?
Yes.
Oh, him.
But that doesn't mean, you know, you can always get it unfixed. Anyway,
do that.
So we broke it down. We broke it. Yeah, I know.
You'd be a geriatric mother.
Oh my God. Oh, geriatric mother. So we straightened everything out last night that no, Rob is not a cross dresser.
And she can't walk around the wedding saying, do you know she's a cross dresser?
I know. Anyway, then today her teeth fell out. So now that's a whole other drama. Oh, God, I love her to death.
Pivot.
She's so upset. And I'm giving her a huge hug. And she's just.
Are they her real teeth?
I think they were.
Her front teeth?
One of her front. Yeah.
Oh, that's not a good look.
So this whole front. It happened like a couple of weeks ago. And then she was. That she was starting to get them fixed properly, and I'm like, is that really? Will it be done by the wedding? Like, do you really want to run it that close? Anyway,
she might have to wear a face mask.
Yeah, the poor thing. She's so upset about it, and
well,
I'm just going.
Of course you would.
And I'm just going. Oh my God, really?
That's not a good look on anyone.
But anyway, I wanted. There was something else I wanted to say about this. because I talked to, because this little interchange on Monday was just before I went to see Michael, the shrink, and he was like,
"So you had some stuff in your tool bag."
I walked in and I just went,
Michael, put the kettle on.
I said, "I'm getting married in 2 weeks. That's fantastic. Very exciting. Everything great with Rob. All tickety boo. Boys are all fantastic. We need to talk about my parents because there's another whole lot going on with the father and the stepmother.
His father and stepmother. Mine, or your father.
Who are now trying to contact me through Felix.
Oh, because you're no non-compass communication.
Yeah. So
are they not coming to the wedding?
No.
Oh, okay. Right.
And so they're not, so they were saying to him that they're wondering why they ever bothered to go to his rugby games.
What?
Yeah. That was one of the lines in it.
Oh, that just makes no sense at all.
And we have no idea what we've done to your mother for her to do this and to what she's told you. And told them anything.
Yeah.
And then some more about how, you know, they wonder why
this
they
is ever, really juicy.
They this wonder is. Why they ever did the, why they ever came to his, you know, games and this sort of stuff. And then another sort of couple of ultimatums, and then underneath it sort of went, "And we love you." And that was it. And that was in the 2 days.
You got to get your messaging right.
And then that was the 2 days. There was two messages, and they were in the 3 days before his birthday, his 21st, and then on his 21st, nothing.
Oh, family.
Did we talk about this last week? No, I don't think we did.
Family.
Anyway, I know, family, right? So I was talking to Michael about it.
I gather that none of your family listened to this.
I think my cousin does, but her mum, my aunt, is mum's sister, so we just commiserate.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Awareness and awareness and compassion. This is what Michael was saying with these, you know, when awareness. You're dealing awareness. So you're aware of what they're like and how they, what the types of things they say and how they behave, but you respond with compassion.
Like, give me an example. Like, so, your mother goes up to.
So mum's saying that Rob is a cross-dresser.
Yeah, to.
So you think about when they grew up and that when they were younger and popular culture, a man dressing up as a woman was called a cross-dresser, but they were also always sort of the foil. So they were always the person trying to get away with something or the one that would ultimately be killed or the, like, they were the evil sort of deviant sort of, you know.
Deviant, I think, is a good word.
And so she sort of just grew up with that. So she doesn't have. So, and I think that that's generation has a lot of trouble in headspace of getting around the notion of someone being non-binary.
Oh, yeah.
Or they just
beaten
go,
into you.
Like, oh, you just don't.
And then you might occasionally have the queer Uncle Fergus or something
like
that.
Yeah.
You don't talk about.
You don't talk about it. You got no idea what he gets up to. Like, you know, like, do you know that whole, that mindset that if you're gay, then you're a pedophile, or you're a cross-dresser, then you're subversive. Like, I actually had to say to Mum, I said, "Mum, he's not up in our room trying on my undies." And she was like, oh, good. What? So you were thinking that he was up there in my aunt? Oh, my God. Serenity now. Anyway, this is one of the other things he said. You have to look for positive validation from other places.
Yes.
So for all of us, if we have tricky relationships with family members, and say with your mother, stop. If you're not getting it, positive validation from it, and you never have, stop.
Why are you wanting it now?
Yeah,
like,
just let it go and go, I'm not.
You're not that person for me.
Yes. And that was actually really good because I think in my head, you know, you always think like my mum does have my.
Of course she does.
You know, she just. Oh, totally has my back and thinks I'm the world of me. But the way she is, she doesn't – you don't need to say that. Like, of course I love you. Of course I, you know, think that you're amazing at what you do. I don't have to actually say it so that then when I'm sitting down on the lounge, she'll say, you know, "You're having a lazy day today, are you?"
Like, just go, yep.
Yep. But she also said worrying communication – it's not – so she has worrying communication.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just to expect it, just to expect it, and that it's not actually personal, it's her theme of reality.
Mm. Mic drop.
How good is that?
Truth bomb.
Truth bomb.
Say it again.
Worrying is her theme of reality. So my in-laws came over last week, who are all coming, except like some of them are coming, said they came over for afternoon tea for Felix's birthday, and we just talked about all of it, like, and it was all very exciting, and it was all, you know. And meanwhile, Mum's just like, "Oh, it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold." And we're like, "We're inside." And then a bit later, she goes, "Oh, I hope it doesn't rain." And I'm like, "We're inside. What? Like, it has a roof."
That's an example of her.
And
worry.
That's example of her, of the like her reality is the worrying thing. Her theme of reality, her worrying communication is her theme of reality. Mm. It's so interesting.
It is.
And that was so helpful because it's just like, yeah, that's exactly.
You can start to see people in your lives that have been like that, have always been doom meisters and doom and gloom and all the rest. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Yeah. Yes. And that was like, and then when she came up to look at my outfit, she was like, "How much is this costing you?"
Don't let those dogs in, please, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How much is it? It's like, "Mum,
free.
Doesn't
found
matter.
It. Found it. Doesn't matter. On the street.
We wouldn't be doing it if, you know, like."
Worry.
But that's worry.
Worry.
Anyway, God, that's so much about my family. So bored.
No, we're
Let's
take,
move on.
No, we're
bored
take
now.
A short, quick break, and we're going to come back to talk about your comments about what you've been talking about on the Facebook page when I asked you about your experiences with marriage or whether you're single or divorced.
Yes.
Or, you know, and Kim's just going to spend 5 minutes pulling out some gold nuggets.
Some gold nuggets.
Okay, I'll see you shortly.
All right. Insert ad here.
And welcome back. This podcast is brought to you by the good people of Cash Palace. Stick it up your ass and smoke it.
I think they're all gone. Hey, do you know we were looking for a shirt for Rob up on Oxford Street, and we went into the Daily Mail, which is this awesome shop.
Dreadful paper.
Yeah, dreadful paper. and the gorgeous queen who was running the place was just like, "Well, you know." And I had two guys come in today, and they pulled some shirts off the shelf, and I was like, "Oh, are they for you?" And he was like, "Oh, yes." And he wanted to try them on, so I took them off him, put them back on the shelf, and got the correct size, and said, "There you are." And he was like, "But these are large." And I went, "Yes."
Body and dysmorphia.
He went, and he goes, "Because you might have been a medium 10 years ago."
I love that Memphis gets fat shamed as well.
I know, right? It was just, he was so bitchy. And Rob tried on a pair of black pants, which were gorgeous and which he did buy. But the guy was like, "Don't look at the size. Don't look at the size." And then came over to me and he goes, "It's a double XL, but they're from Korea."
So a little bit of racism.
I know.
There.
So
fat
a little
shaming
bit of fat shaming and racism.
Thank you to the folk at the Daily Mail.
But he was saying that, Clover Moore,
yep,
has gone and sold, so i.e. the council has sold it, a whole strip along there of the shops.
Oh.
And they can't demolish them, I think they're all heritage.
A lot of those.
But they've got to be fit, because he said they've owned them since the 60s and they've done no work on any of them. And they're going to break it down. So one block is going to be boutiques, and one block is restaurants and cafes, and the other block is, I can't remember.
Sex shops.
Yes, that's right, for all the cross-dressers. All those dirty perverts.
So we put it out there for you guys to discuss your wedding, lack of weddings, exes, and Kim's gone through and has got a few things she'd like to share with us.
Well, before we do that, I think we should have a shout out to Renee.
Oh.
Because Renee is our friend who was in Sydney and is now in Melbourne. And Yes, she had a terrible WASBand experience, and has done, you know, similar thing of landing a good one. And they were meant to get married yesterday.
I know, and they're in Melbourne, so they had to postpone it. Fun fact about Renee and Dean. She was going on her first blind date, and I was down in Melbourne when I used to have gainful employment. And I went round to her house and we were trying to work out what she should wear, and I literally gave her the dress off my back.
Did you?
Yeah. I took it off and put it on her and I said, there you go. So I take some responsibility in that.
Oh.
I know.
That is – okay, that's tray cool. All right. So these are a couple that just caught my eye. What is with your dogs?
Oh, just no one else can hear it.
Oh, okay. They can't hear it?
No. That's excited barking.
Is it?
Yeah.
And so something exciting is happening? Okay.
So you didn't do what I asked you to do and just take screenshots?
I did take screenshots, but I had to find the beginning of the screenshots. Okay, we'll come back to that one. Karen, school orchestra, 1980.
Oh, that's peak nerd.
This one time on Bandcamp. then 15 years after school finished and a divorce apiece, he tracked me down to Sydney and wrote me a letter.
That's cute.
3 weeks later, I was back living with my parents and dating him. Married 19 years this week.
That is cute.
That's pretty
happy
cute.
Happy 19th year to you too.
I love this. Debbie, I met my husband at a nightclub called Temptations in Mount Druitt.
I remember the ads for Temptations. I was desperate to go there.
Yeah, Temptations in Mount Druitt.
There have been some good looking roosters around then.
My God. Imagine the pashing on the dance floor.
Imagine the semen.
Rooting. Imagine the rooting in that, like, the back. Oh, God.
Under the pool table.
This gets better.
Okay.
He bought me flowers from the Quicks around the corner when we left, and we've been together ever since, nearly 30 years.
Adorable.
Isn't that just the best? So that's
and it's so random meeting someone in a pub, I reckon.
Yeah. Like, what? How's that going to happen? How did you get back in? Seriously, they're like, they are actually rats. Like rodents. They squeeze in through the under doors and stuff. Renee, a different Renee. Met my hubster on the internet back when it was quite new with RSVP. I remember I used to think it was just for the desperates, of which, of course, I was one. However, had a training partner at the gym who was this drop-dead gorgeous English bloke who was also on RSVP who said to me, why wouldn't you get on it? So I did. 3 fogs before I found my prince, the hubster, got married in Vegas like a friggin' rock star.
Love
with
it.
Elvis in a chapel.
She didn't get married at Windsor.
No, not at Windsor. didn't tell anyone back home, then planned a big party back in Sydney, which everyone thought was our wedding. We had a props company come in and deck out the venue like a casino. Oh. Had a wedding chapel complete with pink flamingos to top it off.
Awesome. I want to be your friend.
We had an Elvis impersonator come and perform who was bloody – oh, and I've just realised it was actually a Seymour. So there's more to that. So go back onto the website and read it because I only screenshotted the first bit. Right. D, I love this story. D says, I met my wife in my first week of high school 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Catching the train together to Kim's alma mater.
PLC.
Pimble Girls.
Pimble, they'll rule the world.
Yeah, they'll rule the world. We were friends for 13 years, the kind of friends who talk every day, even when on opposite sides of the planet. And we got together in 2004. We've been married since 2006 and now have 2 gorgeous boys. Our eldest was the first child of same-sex agnostics to be baptised in the school chapel.
Awesome.
So jog it in, Pimble, for that
awesome
thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to the obnoxiously horrendous, arrogant campaign ad campaign you've currently got running. Right. Oh, so this was for Vicky. This was Vicky's. She had the partner of 15 years and the father to her 2 boys passed away in 2017 from a ruptured brain aneurysm. Happy to stay single and concentrate on my boys and grateful for you that you included us. True love is true love.
I know.
And, you know. And Vicky.
Love you.
Yeah.
You're sending lots of love.
Yeah. Claire, who I met through the boys playing rugby, through Felix playing rugby. So excited. Was it through her or was it maybe just through Grovy? Anyway, so excited for you, Kim. I remember standing on a cold rugby sideline at the start of the family realignment. I love your story and I couldn't be more happy for you both. Mine is not so exciting. A gorgeous girlfriend introduced me to Nick and set us up on a blind date. We first met at his rental before going to the pub. We later bought the house he was renting. We have just finished renovating it. Our whole story started and continued here. Kids, illness, sadness, happiness, hormones. I'm enjoying the adventures. Love to you and the Flushes, who I value so much.
That's adorable.
I know. That's She's so such nice. A beautiful human. You know when you meet people
and you just go,
I actually need to see... I actually want you in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Claire's one of those.
Yeah.
But she works full time and I think she's just done her master's or something. We're all very, you know, it's just annoying that it never happens. Anyway, why is Oscar ringing me? God. Heather, married twice but engaged three times. Pretty sure all three of them were gay. I have done a lot of soul searching to figure out what I was doing to make it possible for lightning to strike three times. Heather, the first guy that I kissed, who I was then convinced I was going to marry because hashtag nerd, hashtag Christian, hashtag 16, virgin. Hashtag virgin, I found him a card. You know those cards, the hippo cards?
Yep.
What was the ones with the hippos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I found one of those and then wrote some apps. Oh, my God. I don't know, some
Do you see the irony of you putting a hippo on a card for a love letter? That's not sexy.
Oh, my God. I did it then. I do now.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
Hungry, hungry hippo. And anyway, I took it into him. He was working at Grace Brothers in Chatswood at the time. And, yeah, I took him in this card and I was like, hi. Oh, my God. And
Gaze the day.
Yeah, and then, we went for a little walk and he was like, I'm going home, out to Wellington and I've got to work some stuff out. So, yeah, he was gay. Or that he was just going, I've got to get this absolute psycho.
This hungry hippo away from me.
I think I've worked it out, but I'm also tired. So now I plan to stay single and just get more cats.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't care that the cats don't have sex with me. Ugh. Well, I think everyone is quite happy about that.
There is some sort of pussy euphemism there, but I won't go into that.
Oh, but we have a better, more honest relationship based on food and purring. Oh, Heather.
You know, but there is a man out there who's got like eight cats as well.
Yeah.
True.
You know. Now, the other thing I just did want to say was Justine's comment about our episode last week. Community announcement. When listening to the Hot Flush podcast, don't be driving down the M5, take a swig of your tea and hear Kim say the sentence, left my leather cuff on BDV's cock. I wonder if he's still wearing it. Choked and spat tea all over the steering wheel. Coughed for the next 5 minutes.
It's dangerous to do when you're driving.
Justine, you're welcome. Now, one other thing. God, I'm just monopolising, aren't I?
That's right. I went out to a big Hungarian lunch and I'm just,
full.
Yeah.
You need to lie down.
I do.
I watched on Netflix this week Eliza Schlesinger.
Yep.
Elder Millennial.
Yes.
It's a bit of stand-up.
Very good.
Have you watched it?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God.
Stand-up is my crack.
It is so good. Mm. Everyone needs to go and watch it. It's really just about being a woman and dating, isn't it? It's just...
Very good.
It's very good. So that is my advice for the week. Eliza is spelled I-L-I-Z-A. And if you get that far, then they'll bring it up for you. What's going on with you over there?
I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Yes.
So what's with the eyes?
They're stinging.
Oh, they're stinging. Oh, we need to go so she can have a sleep.
No. I want... Give me a couple more.
Oh, really? Okay. Hang on. I'll have to go back here. Susan says living with an STI.
Sexually transmitted infection.
Infection, right. Living with one and dating with one.
Yeah.
After wading through a sea of dead shits, I ended up discovering an incredible human being. He is an incredible diamond and soon to be husband. Well, ain't that lovely?
That's nice.
See, it's just, yeah.
We've got a friend who's got an STI from her now soon to be ex-husband. Who like to put it in other people in exchange for cash.
Oh.
Which I am not shaming sex work because it's legitimate work.
It is legitimate work.
Yeah.
But if you're in a relationship and you're not telling that person in the relationship that you're doing that, that's...
And then you end up going, oh, what's that scratch? What's that itch?
Oh, God. Fee says, I got drunk in the pub and stole his jacket. That worked.
That's a bold move.
That is a bold...
That could go one of two ways very yes. easily.
Okay.
Oh, can I just give thanks to all you lovely people who wrote lovely reviews for us last week? It was very much appreciated.
Oh, Karen, Desperate and Dateless Ball. Do you remember that?
Yes.
The Desperate and Dateless Ball. Were they held everywhere or was it just one big annual?
No, it was one big annual thing in Sydney, Desperate and Dateless. And I don't think you could get away with that now.
No, Desperate and Dateless Ball. And we were electronically matched by the organisers. Oh, my God.
Dexter.
What was the theme for Perfect Match?
Like an oyster and pearl and a guy and a girl. Why do we go? I used to love that show.
Perfect Match.
They used to pull the thing back and you could tell like 1 second. Like,
I know.
Get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. They'd have to go on a holiday together.
I know. They go, and you two are off to Lindeman Island. Yeah. And we're going to bring you back.
And then they come back and they're like.
Or only one of them turns up.
And they're just at polar opposite ends of the couch, leaning away from each other. God, I wonder how many couples off Perfect Match ever stayed together. Like peaches and cream and.
Coach of the team, like ice cream and. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. But that is Desperate and Dateless. This is Karen. Desperate and matched. They've been together 26 years. Wow.
Well, I think we're going to wrap it up there, Kim.
Because I think so too.
You've got wedding prep to do. I've got to go and spray my eyes with some sort of saline solution and shut them for a bit.
Yeah, just go and close them. Have a little. Well, it's almost bedtime. What time is it? It's 4:37. Just see if you can last another hour and 23 minutes.
And I went out for a beautiful romantic dinner last night. We're home by 6:40. Okay, well, you have a lovely week. Thank you so much for joining us. We won't be here for 2 weeks because someone is going on a honeymoon.
I know.
Lots of love to our Melbourne listeners this week. We're still thinking of you and it's fucked and that's all we've got to say about that.
It's just fucked.
Anyway, as we like to say.
No, hang on. Before I say that, I just want to thank everyone for all of the beautiful well wishes and all the love that you've all been showing. Right through, actually, because we started officially the Hot Flush basically when I started going out with Rob.
I know.
Like it was the second or third date or I just met him.
This could be the series finale.
Well, of course, and then the next chapter will be the kids.
Oh, one person did suggest that we've reached our use-by date.
Yes, that's true.
That person can go and fuck themselves.
They can. They can just, you know. Anyway, and so some, like a lot of our listeners have been listening from the very big, the whole way. Yeah. And then some other beautiful humans have got in touch with me this week saying that they've been following my life since when we were blogging. Yeah. And I said, it makes me feel like there is this sea of love that's just keeping us, you know, just moving us forward and it's surrounding
us.
True. And it's just... It's truly wonderful.
Yeah, the friends that live in my computer, as I like to call them.
Yes. It's truly wonderful. So thank you, everyone. And just keep plucking.
Oh, we fucked that up. As we like to say.
Just keep plucking. See
here
you on
comes
other side.
The bride.
I'll be a Mrs. Or now Mrs. Sort of weird. No, I'm a Ms. Ms. Berry.
I'm tired.
Just keep plucking.